Chapter 2, Section 2, SI Units from Reading Essentials. What you'll learn. You'll learn what the SI is and why it is used. You'll also learn that the SI units of length, volume, mass, temperature, time, and rate. Before you read. Some people use metric units such as meters, grams, and liters. Others use units such as feet, pounds, and gallons. Explain why using different units might cause a problem. Also, before you begin reading, identify definitions. This is on the left side of the of page 30. As you read, highlight the definition of each word that appears in bold. Read to learn. The International System. Scientists created the International System of Units, or SI. The SI is a system of standard measurement that is used worldwide. Some of the units in the SI system are meter, M for length, kilogram, kg for mass, Kelvin, K for temperature, and second, S for time. Units in the SI system represent multiples of 10. You know the multiple of 10 by looking at the prefix before the unit. For example, kilo means 1,000. So 1 kilometer is equal to 1,000 meters. To change a unit to a smaller SI unit, multiply by a power of 10 as shown in the table. To rewrite a decimeter, measurement in meters, multiply by 0.1. So 10 decimeters by 0.1 equals 1 meter. So 1 decimeter and 0.01 meters describe the same length. So do 5 kilometers and 5,000 meters. Applying math. Converting measurements. What do you multiply by to change a hectometer measurement into meters? And you'd have to use the table on page 30 to help you with that. Page 31, length. Length is a distance between two points. Metric rulers and meter sticks are used to measure length. A meter is the SI unit of length. 1 meter is about as long as a baseball bat. A meter is used to measure distances such as length and height of a building. Some units are used to measure short distances. 1 millimeter, mm, is about the thickness of a dime. A millimeter is used to measure very small objects, such as the length of a word on this page. 1 centimeter is about the width of a large paper clip. A centimeter also can be used to measure small objects, such as the length of a pencil. A kilometer is used to measure long distances, such as distances between cities. A kilometer, km, is a little over half a mile. Volume. Volume is the amount of space an object fills. To find the volume of a rectangular object like a brick, measure its length, width, and height, then multiply them together. So volume equals length times width times height, or V equals L times W times H. The volume of a cube with side lengths of 10 centimeters is 10 times 10 times 10, which equals 1,000 cubic centimeters, or cm cubed. That's where you see the little 3. That little 3 up above the m means it's cubed. You probably have seen water in 1 liter bottles. A liter is a measurement of liquid volume. 1 liter is equal to 1,000 centimeters cubed. So a cube with side lengths of 10 centimeters has the same volume as 1 liter water bottle. A cube with side lengths of 1 centimeter has the volume of 1 cubic centimeter, or 1 centimeter cubed. It can hold 1 milliliter, or 1 centimeter cubed, of water. How can you find the volume of ice cubes in water? What happens when you add ice cubes to a glass of water? The height of the water increases, but the amount of water does not change. The ice cubes take up space because they have volume too. So the glass contains both the volume of the water and the volume of the ice. Not all objects have a regular shape like a brick. A rock has an irregular shape. You cannot find the volume of a rock by multiplying its length, width, and height. When you want to measure the volume of an irregular object, you can find the volume by immersion. The foldable, page 31 in the right column. Make the foldable below to help you understand the different types of measurement using SI units. Take notes on each type of measurement as you read. Think it over. Number 2. Infer. The volume formula can be used to find the volume of A, a tissue box, B, a lamp, C, a computer mouse. Applying math. Number 3. Calculating volume. Find the volume of a cube that measures 2 centimeters on each side. Show your work. What is immersion? Start with a known volume of water and place the object in it. Then find the volume of the water with the object in it. The difference between the two volumes is equal to the volume of the object. For example, to find the volume of a rock, first find the volume of water in a container. Next, place the rock in the water, making sure the water covers all of the rock. Then find the volume of the water and rock together. Subtract the smaller volume from the larger one. The difference is the volume of the rock. Mass. The mass of an object measures the amount of matter in the object. The kilogram, kg, is the SI unit for mass. 1 liter of water has the mass of about 1 kilogram. Smaller masses are measured in grams. The mass of a paperclip is about 1 gram. Mass versus weight. Why use the word mass instead of weight? Mass and weight are not the same. Mass depends only on the amount of matter in an object. Your mass on the moon would be the same as it is on Earth. Weight is a measure of the gravitational force or pull on the matter in an object. In other words, weight depends on gravity. You would weigh much less on the moon because the gravitational force of the moon is less than on Earth. So how much would you weigh on other planets? Keep in mind that weight is a measure of force. The SI unit for force is the newton, N. Suppose you weigh 332 newtons on Earth. That would be a mass of about 75 pounds or 34 kilograms. Remember that the gravitational force is different on different planets. On Mars, you would weigh 126 newtons. On Jupiter, you would weigh much more, 782 newtons. Your mass would still be the same on all of the planets because the amount of matter in your body has not changed. Time. Time tells how long it takes an event to happen. The SI unit for time is the second, S. Time is also measured in minutes, MIN, and hours, H. Time is usually measured with a clock or stopwatch. Reading check, page 32, left column. Number 4, determine. What does weight depend on? Think it over. Number 5, infer. Which has more gravity, Mars or Jupiter? Page 33, rate. A rate is the amount of change in one measurement that takes place in a given amount of time. To find a rate, a measurement is divided by an amount of time. Speed is a common rate that tells how fast an object is moving. Speed is the distance traveled in a given time. The formula for speed is distance, length, divided by time, such as 80 kilometers per hour. That's km per hour. The unit that is changing does not have to be an SI unit. You can use rate to tell how many cars pass through an intersection in an hour, such as cars per hour. Temperature. Temperature is how hot or cold an object is. The Kelvin, K, is the SI unit for measuring temperature. The Fahrenheit, degrees Fahrenheit, and Celsius, degrees Celsius, temperature scales are the scales used on most thermometers. Compare the scales in the figure. The Kelvin scale starts at 0 degrees Kelvin, absolute zero, the coldest possible temperature. 1 degree of change on the Kelvin scale is the same as 1 degree of change on the Celsius scale. In the right column, page 33, the reading check. Number 6, explain. How do you calculate a rate? And picture this. Number 7, interpreting graphs. What is the boiling point of water on each of the temperature scales? What would that be in Celsius, in Kelvin, and in Fahrenheit? Page 34, after you read the mini glossary, these are your vocabulary words of this section. You have Kelvin, which is the SI unit for measuring temperature. You'll see that in a capital K. You have the kilogram, the SI unit for measuring mass, kg. You have mass, the amount of matter in an object. Meter, the SI unit of length, m. Rate is the amount of change in one measurement that takes place in a given amount of time. The SI, which is a system of standard measurement that is used worldwide. Volume, amount of space that fills an object. Weight, a measure of the gravitational force or pull on the matter in an object. Number one, review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. What are four examples of rate? Number two, complete the table to identify common SI units. And there you have the quantity at the top of the column on the left and the SI unit. The quantity for length, what is the SI unit for length? There you have volume. Volume is cubic centimeter or what else? For mass, what is the SI unit? For temperature, what is the SI unit? For time, what is the SI unit? Number three, sometimes you need to find your own way to remember terms and main points. How could you remember what mass and volume mean? That is the end of section two, chapter two, measurement, SI units.